Chris, it's Tim Carter. Thanks a ton for calling Ask the Builder on WGRR. How are you this morning?
Hi, I'm fine. My name's Chris. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Yes, great to have you on the show.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm so excited. So I've used your website many, many times, and I followed its advice. I looked at an article on leveling a wooden subfloor in
yes.
my kitchen. It was very helpful, but it didn't quite address the problem that we have in this house. This house was built in about the 1920s, and the kitchen was extended in the 1950s. So where it was extended, the subfloor is maybe 3/4 of an inch higher.
Okay.
So we have maybe the floor is 8 feet deep, and then the following 8 feet are all higher than the previous 8 feet. So we need to kind of level it out, and it's a significant, consistent dip over the course of the entire width of the room.
And so
I don't know if you'd recommend asphalt shingles for that.
Well, not for that kind of thickness. What? How did they deal with this before? In other words, when you walk into this kitchen or this space now, is there a hump there, or what kind of flooring was down?
There is a hump, and you know it was pretty devious. I mean, we haven't taken up the entire floor, but the section that we did take up, the kind of test patch, you can see that they chiseled away at this hump.
Yes. Okay. To try to
hide it.
Yeah. What they tried to do was to feather it out in a very short distance.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So what I would consider doing, I'm at a little disadvantage because I can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
But is it at all possible? What kind of flooring are you going to put down in the kitchen? The finished floor.
We'd like to put down cork, and we'd like to put down the 3-foot paneling. You know, the click system.
Okay.
And it's my understanding that the floor has to be pretty level to put that sort of floor.
Well, here's what it has to be. They say level, and it's really, I wish they wouldn't say that, because a lot of people get all hung up on trying to make the floor level. But what they really mean, Chris, is they want the floor to be in the same plane.
Okay.
You know, meaning the floor could be tilted.
Right.
You know, it could be tilted one way or the other, but they want that floor, you know, they don't want it to be twisted, you know, like a piece of taffy.
Okay.
Okay, so, but you always, it's really an advantage to have the floor level if you can do it for all kinds of reasons, because as you start to put in cabinets and countertops and all that other stuff, you know, you want that to be level. Okay, so, how many entrance ways are there into this room?
There's two doors.
There's the back door, okay.
Right, there's the back door, then there's the dining room gives onto the kitchen, and because there's a chimney in the kitchen's about 200 square feet. The kitchen's basically divided into two rooms, the kitchen proper and then a little, you know, area that we eat in. And it's divided by the chimney, so there's basically three entranceways into this room.
Okay. The back door must be in the addition that was built later.
That's right, yes.
Okay. So, what I, and from that juncture where they tried to chisel it,
mm-hmm.
to the closest next doorway out of this kitchen, what would that distance be?
That's about 8 feet.
Okay. Well, okay, that's not bad. So, there's a possibility, it seems to me, one of the things I would think about trying to do would be to see if I could. You've got two choices. If you were to put a, let's just assume that the addition floor is level, for sake of discussion, okay?
Which I think it is.
Okay. So if you were to go ahead and put in the kitchen, the older kitchen, say 3/4 inch underlayment, like a piece of plywood, you know, pieces of plywood, whatever it takes, to get you to the same level as the addition.
Right.
You would the only thing we would have is we'd have a transition issue at those other two openings. You know, you'd have to have some type of step-down threshold to get in the other rooms. What kind of flooring's in those other rooms?
The floorings are the original 1920s parquet wood.
Okay. So you could, and are these openings like a doorway, like an open archway without a door on it?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. So you could actually put a transition strip right where you could let the cork come in halfway into that jamb.
Right.
And put in a 2.5-inch wide transition strip where it's at the same level that meets the cork at the top.
Okay.
And this is a finished piece of oak. And this piece of oak then starts to blend down. It could even be 3 inches wide. But
okay.
The top of it is level with the cork, and then it just kind of blends down to where it's about 1/8 of an inch high. where it rests on top of your existing parquet oak flooring.
Okay.
So that might be your best way. Otherwise, you could cut like long shims to put in the in the older part of the kitchen, but you're still going to end up with a hump then. You know, you're going to end up with a more gentle hump that maybe the clicking cork floor can take, but it would be better if it was all on the same plane.
Well, my only concern, Tim, is if I were to put the plywood as you suggest, that how do I make the transition between where that plywood ends and where the hump is most prominent? Someone suggested that I use an electric planer to plane down a piece of wood or maybe a sheet of plywood into a wedge shape, and that was the only.
Because is it the hump? What you're saying is that the old floor kind of rose up to that addition.
That's what it seems like. We haven't actually taken up the floor yet, but there's a 3/4 inch difference, and it appears to rise gradually, although it may be more level than that.
Yeah, one of the things you can do that you've got a couple options. You can sand that. You can also, if you wanted to, I think really to answer this the right way, you're going to have to take up more of the floor. We've got to see what you've got.
Okay.
Because at this point we're just guessing. But one other option you can do is you can also put in these latex modified floor leveling compounds. You know, which once you, in other words, you could float this over the floor almost like you're putting a thin layer of concrete in.
Okay.
And that would take, you know, it would end up being different thicknesses, you know, at different parts of the floor depending upon what's happening. In some areas it may not be, there may be nothing there because that's the highest point of the existing wood.
Right.
And then as you move away from that towards those openings, towards the back door and towards the other door, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you're kind of in the same plane. And if you only have over 10 or 12 feet, like a 1/4 inch in difference, you know, out of plane, that's within tolerance of most of those floors.
I see.
You know, they have a tolerance that they can deal with. You know, so
would I put down a plastic sheet before I do that self-leveling?
No. I would just make sure that the floor, the subflooring, is screwed to the floor joists so that it absolutely would not move. And then just you'd clean it real well, and you would just follow the directions on whatever they said, you know, how to make sure that it makes a good bond with that wood subflooring.
Okay, great.
But I think we need to just take up that whole existing floor, see what you have.
Okay.
And get yourself a straight edge, like a 6-foot aluminum level, you know, some kind of very good piece of straight steel, you know, and see what you've got.
Okay.
You know, see what kind of dips, what kind of low spots you have.
Okay. Well,
and then either email me or call me back.
You've been so helpful. Thank
you. I know, but I don't feel I've been super helpful now because we don't have enough data to make a really good call on this.
Okay.
And if you can take a digital photo, that would really help.
Great. I'll get back to you.
All right. Thanks, pal.
Okay.